Alka-Seltzer, first aid for the relief of headaches, acid indigestion, and muscular aches and pains. Alka-Seltzer brings you Hilltop House. This is Durward Kirby. Say, here's why the telephone is so handy for making or breaking a date.
You'd better not count on us for tonight, Jane. Herb's got a cold, and I'm beginning to get a headache.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ruth. We'll miss you. I hope you've got plenty of Alka-Seltzer.
Oh, I've already taken Alka-Seltzer for my headache. I'll be all right in a bit, but I'm afraid Herb is
really... Well, why not Alka-Seltzer for Herb, too?
Alka-Seltzer for a cold?
Oh, absolutely. Alka-Seltzer relieves much of the discomfort of a cold. We'd never be without it for colds at our house.
Well, sorry about tonight, but I'm sure glad to know about Alka-Seltzer for cold discomforts. Thanks so much.
Yes, you'll thank anyone for telling you about the way Alka-Seltzer helps to ease the miseries of a cold. How it brings fast relief from the feverish, ache-all-over feeling you get with a cold. And try Alka-Seltzer as a gargle, too, if your cold makes your throat raw and irritated. You'll find it ever so soothing. So see how Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better while you're getting better when you have a cold. Depend on it this winter. Gentle, speedy Alka-Seltzer for fast, effective relief from the miseries of a cold. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. And now, Julie of Hilltop House.
Just about everyone seemed to know that Reed and I were going to adopt Hilltop's teenage Babs. News traveled so quickly that only a few minutes ago, I got a call from the Glendale Press for an announcement. I was all for the adoption, but unhappy over what I believed to be Barbara's real motive in fostering it. And at the orphanage, the children kept away. I knew what they were feeling, and I would have to work harder than ever to help them understand that my love for them had not changed, even though Babs would become my daughter. There was another reaction in sharp contrast with the children. Leonard Clabber and his mother were jubilant over the news. What Babs felt, I couldn't say. She avoided me with the excuse that she had so much to do before the benefit. Reed was tied up with the benefit committee, so after I'd dressed for the big event, I stopped by at Hilltop to say a special good night to the children. When I came into Mary Ann's room...
You made a mistake. This is my room, not Barbara's.
Well, yes, I know, honey. I came in to kiss you goodnight.
Okay, good night. You don't have to kiss me.
I'm awful sorry you're mad at me, dear. Do you mind if I sit in the bed a minute?
Why?
Because we can talk.
What about?
Why you're mad.
Aw, you don't care.
Yes, I do care.
No, you don't, because you went and adopted Babs, so she's the one you love best.
Well, maybe it seems that way to you, honey, but I love all of you just the same. There's no one here who's best.
You don't have to say it to be polite.
Honey, do I say things that I don't mean? You know, it takes two people for an adoption. A husband and a wife. Now, my husband doesn't know all you Hilltoppers the way I do. He knows Babs best because she was Marcia's closest friend. Remember how she always went to Marcia's to do her homework and, well, they were just inseparable girlfriends.
Till Marcia went to South America and got drowned and never came back no more.
Yes, and it was very sad for Reed. He still misses Marcia a lot.
Is that why he wants to adopt Babs? Because she's a big girl like Marcia?
It's one of the reasons. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he like little girls?
He loves little girls. You know the fun you have with him.
Uh-huh.
Only he knows Babs best of all, so that's why it's natural for him to think of adopting her.
And you didn't pick her. Ray did.
Look, darling, I love all of you just the same. But I must consider my husband's wishes, too.
Uh-huh. But Babs will live with you all the time. She'll go to her own house for lunch, and she'll have all the clothes and everything.
Darling, she hasn't got any more of my love than you have.
But I want to get adopted, too. I want to come live in your house and have two closets full of dresses. Why should Babs be the only one? Lately, she's getting stuck up and she's not very nice.
Oh, honey, I just know that one day soon, a lovely couple will come into Hilltop House and see you and say, that's just the little girl we're looking for.
I don't want to be anybody else's little girl. I want to live with you all the time.
It was better to let all these feelings come out, because this was the way I could show the children I still loved them, in spite of the resentment they felt. I knew Babs's adoption would disturb the feeling of security I'd been able to build up in all the children, and it was happening just as I'd feared. I was lost in my thoughts when I heard Hilltop's cook, Hannah, calling.
Miss Julie!
Yes, I'm in here, Hannah. Oh, Hannah, you're not dressed.
Oh, who can think about benefit? Just now I have such big aggravation with Conrad.
Conrad?
Miss Julie, if this boy does not shut up his mouth, he's going to make some terrible trouble for himself.
Well, what's happened?
It's like this. You know how much Conrad hates Len. Calls him phony. So I ask, why is he phony? So I get the answer. Wait till the benefit. You will see the trouble I will make for that big phony Len Kleber.
It's not nice if something happens at benefit.
Well, I haven't seen Conrad all day. Is he upset by news of the adoption?
Miss Julie, I'm ashamed to tell you what he says.
Oh, please do tell me. It will help me to handle things.
This boy should have better manners. Speaks not nice about you.
Me?
No. Conrad says, I did not think Len Kleber is smarter than Miss Julie. But now that Barbara is going to be adopted, that proves Len is smarter. That's crazy, no?
Maybe not.
Does not make sense. And I'm ashamed how Conrad behaves. And I tell him exactly to shut up his mouth. Not to say ugly things about everybody. And this boy gets so mad like I never see before.
Well, that's terrible, Hannah. Where is Conrad?
Oh, he goes to the benefit already. I do not know what happens to this boy with jealousy. Barbara is right. Conrad is insane jealous. Because she likes to be Leonard's girlfriend.
Why couldn't Conrad have come to me? I don't know how I'm going to handle the children. I knew it would be difficult for them.
What do you mean?
With the adoption.
Oh, yeah. All day they come to me. Why is Barbara the favorite?
Those poor babies. Even though we can explain the reason, it doesn't take the hurt away.
Yeah, it's so. Little Mark, he nags and hags and... till I have to holler at him.
Well, let's try to be even more patient, Hannah. It's bad enough that they're unhappy.
Yeah.
So, don't scold.
No. Oh, I don't know. Only, how can we find a different answer? Mr. Reed knows Barbara best. She was the favorite girlfriend of his Marsha. It's such a natural thing to adopt her. So, what can we do with Conrad, who is crazy jealous? Will say something terrible. He will call Leonard a thief.
What?
Yeah. Conrad says Len puts benefit money in his own pocket. Says Len is a big crook. Conrad will get kicked out from orphanage if he talks like this about the nephew of the chairman of orphanage board, Mr. Frank Kleber.
Oh, Hannah, we better get over the benefit right away and stop him if we can. Why, if he makes an accusation like that without having proof, he will be in trouble.
Everyone at Hilltop had gone off to the benefit, except teenage Babs and Len Kleber. The girl got impatient with waiting, finally, and she started back upstairs.
Len, where are you? If we don't leave this minute, we'll miss the opening of the benefit.
Why, Conrad's still here. No, that's Len coming out of his room.
Len!
Oh, hi, Babs. Say, do you smell smoke?
Smoke? No. Is Conrad making trouble for you?
Huh?
Didn't I just see you coming out of his room?
Well, you sure did. I've been going in and out of all the rooms.
Why?
I can smell smoke. Why, don't you?
I don't know. All I can smell is my perfume. Toujours amour. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's nice.
Besides, there wouldn't be smoke coming from any of the upstairs rooms. It would have to be from the kitchen.
I suppose, but I sure sniff something.
Come on, we'll miss all the opening of the benefit. And Mr. Kleber always makes a speech.
Okay. I'll just open a couple more of these doors, the ones I missed.
Len, are you crazy?
No, I'm not. If there's one thing you have to be careful about, it's smoke.
Well, let's go down to the kitchen. Maybe Hilda's burned some toast.
Who's Hilda?
Has girlfriend.
She's staying for a couple of hours so as Hannah can see a little bit of the benefit.
Okay, we'll go down. Barbara, if you can't smell smoke, I'm crazy.
Yes, I think I do now.
Let's Claire. Check the rooms of the older kids. How do we know one of the fellows wasn't trying to sneak a smoke? You start with the doors on this side, and I'll take this side. Nope, nothing in here.
Nothing from this room. Oh, Lane, it's in here. Very strong.
What?
Conrad's room.
Yeah? Well, let's put on the lights.
Oh, there from the wastebasket.
Phew, let me open the window. I thought I caught a whiff, but when I heard you calling me, I didn't bother to stay in here.
The wastebasket is full of ashes. Gee, I bet you're right. He was smoking and thought he put out the cigarette, only he didn't, and it caught fire.
Well, it's a mighty lucky thing we double-checked. I'll get a glass of water from the bathroom to pour on the ashes.
Oh, that crazy Conrad. He could have set fire to Hilltop House. I never thought he'd be so jealous. Everybody around here is starting to hate him.
Well, I'm in the clear. Everything worked out real neat. I got the witness I need. And that's all I care about. Just let Conrad blow his top. I've got things fixed to pin this on him.
You know, it's kind of pleasant just before going to bed to sneak down to the kitchen and have a snack. But when you add a bit of this and a bit of that to a taste of something else, well, the sum total may result in a stuffy, too full, unpleasant feeling that may keep you wakeful a good share of the night. Now, should this happen to you, turn to Alka-Seltzer, speedy Alka-Seltzer that can relieve the discomfort of acid-upset stomach gently and pleasantly. You see, Alka-Seltzer reduces excess gastric acidity with instant alkalizing action. And to help the work of relief, thousands of tiny bubbles aid in soothing and settling your upset stomach. And not only is it fast and effective, but a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer is pleasant tasting, too. It's tangy and refreshing. So do try it. Try Alka-Seltzer next time you want to make an upset stomach settle down. Always keep it handy, just in case. That's Alka-Seltzer. Really effective relief from acid indigestion. And again to our story for a moment. At the annual Hilltop benefit, Julie kept watching for Conrad to come in.
Oh, Hannah, have you seen him?
No, he's not here. Oh, it's going to be such big success. Never before do I see so much people. And we got to have worries with Conrad, so we cannot enjoy benefit. Why is this foolish boy to be so crazy jealous?
Be sure to listen tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hilltop House, written by Addie Richton and Lynn Stone. Julie is played by Jan Miner. Say, does this happen to you too often? You get up feeling almost as tired as when you went to bed, and you drag through the day feeling dull and listless. Well, one of the common causes of a tired-out, pepless feeling is a vitamin shortage. And taking one-a-day brand multiple vitamins can help. Yes, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins help thousands of folks correct a vitamin shortage, help them to feel and look their best. Now, you see, one-a-day brand multiples provide all you normally need to take of all the vitamins proved necessary, the vitamins often lacking in our meals. And taking one-a-day brand multiples is easy and pleasant. They're smooth-coated, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no unpleasant aftertaste. And their cost is low. In fact, when you buy the large-size package, they cost you less than 3 cents a day, even with vitamin B12, which has now been added. So find out what one-a-day brand multiple vitamins can do for you. Just tell your druggist you want the vitamins in the blue box with the big red one. One-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. Listen to Hilltop House tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday. This is Durward Kirby speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.